What is up, everybody? My name is Christoph, and alongside me is...
Brianna.
Hey, Brianna. How are you?
Good. Hanging in there.
What's new with you?
Well, we just got over COVID again, so that was fun.
Yeah, we did get over COVID. So it's round two. Comparisons, it felt just about the same.
Yeah. I'd say slightly, like, not as bad because... I didn't really have a headache. That first headache was really, really bad from the first round. But yeah, I'm always so baffled when people say that it's just a cold.
It's definitely rougher than a cold.
Yeah, I know it affects everybody differently, I guess.
I would say it's even rougher than a flu. Like it feels like a bad flu.
Really bad.
Like I'm not knocking on the door where it's saying it's like everything every time you get it's life threatening, but it definitely feels shitty, super shitty. So, you know, it is what it is. Anyways, hey, Did you hear about apparently Avi Loeb, one of the famous now famous researchers, is saying that he's found interstellar objects in the ocean?
What do you mean?
He found tiny metal spheres in the ocean that he believes that were from a meteor, that he is starting to posit that they are from alien crafts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can they date back how long ago?
So he's still doing research. Like he's still in the, he found in the Pacific Ocean fairly recently. He's taking it to like super labs and stuff like that to get it studied.
They don't have a year or any time frame that it came from? Like he can't?
No, he hasn't dated it quite yet.
Okay. So he found like particles?
Yeah, he found like metal. What he's saying is metal particles. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah, he's
like
definitely...
that would be from a craft? Or
he's
like
saying it's from a craft. Let me read on to this. This is from Vice, actually. It's all over there's a few different articles now at this point because he's pretty famous now, but there's a few, but he, you know, let me read on from Vice, where it says a team of scientists has proposed that small spherical particles hauled from the Pacific Ocean seafloor are likely extrasolar. So not even from, like, this is not even from our solar system, he's saying. He's saying it's from outside solar system, which is pretty far away. In origin, likely extrasolar in origin, meaning that they might come from another star system, according to a preprint study. I don't know what a fucking preprint study is, but that has not yet been peer reviewed. The discovery of interstellar materials here on Earth would be an unprecedented scientific achievement that would allow us to actually touch the sprinkles of another star system. Okay, go for it, Vice, with your creative writing. And more importantly, to study them in sophisticated laboratories. But while the results of the preprint are tantalizing, it will take much more experimentation, analysis, and discussion before any consensus about their origin will emerge in the broader scientific community. So he's still studying it, but he's saying that they are coming from space, is what he's alleging.
Interesting. That'll be once they do some more research. I would love to like follow up and find out what they see and what they find.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at this point with all this alien stuff floating around, I'm kind of waiting for it. I kind of want it. I want some deep-seated like revelation.
Really?
All this foreplay is just kind of...
Well, it's very like the idea of something like broke and crashed into the ocean is very Prometheus, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wonder how much stuff, like based on the believers, I wonder how much stuff is out there in the ocean, like that it might be this, similar to this, where it's...
Well, there's so much of the ocean that we haven't, uncovered yet. So, yeah, it's really fascinating.
It's more likely in the ocean than it is on actual fucking land at this point, because, I mean, most of the land has been researched. I know there's Amazon where it's like, we still are fucking digging into that shit. And there's places where we're still digging into. But so much of the landmass has been discovered and analyzed and researched. Like, the ocean is the great unknown. It is our solar system on Earth here. So I don't know. There might be more fucking shit in the ocean. Alien shit.
I was talking to one of my clients about aliens today, and she said that she doesn't believe in them. She believes in ghosts.
Okay.
But doesn't believe in aliens. And I just was like, I need to understand how you believe in one but not the other.
But you know? What does she mean when she says she doesn't believe in aliens? Because there's different levels of that. Like,
she doesn't believe that they're like humanoid, like hybrid, like, you know, like she believes, she doesn't, you know, like the, I think it's hard for people to fathom like a gray alien, you know, a green alien, like. So it's like, I think what science fiction movies has made them look like, she doesn't believe. And I respect that, but I told her, dude, like, you can't sit here and tell me if you were God, you wouldn't be bored in creating all these other fucking, I was like, I've been making humans with tails and just with fucking ears just for fucking fun to see what it looks like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just like, how can you not believe? I'm like, so I said, I can respect that you don't believe aliens are here on Earth. I can respect that. I don't believe that, but I can respect that. I said, but for you to say that there's no aliens on other planets, I will never. That blows my mind when people say that stuff.
Well, even the rigid, like, conservative science groups that are oftentimes reluctant to change beliefs, even they're like, yeah, there's stuff out there. The likelihood is, like, immense that there's aliens out there. It's crazy. Is she religious?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I always find it fascinating when people are like, I believe in a sky, like, man in the sky making heavens and earth.
She believes in, like, all religion. She believes that, like, all the religions are probably the one, but then have broken off from each other. And,
okay.
And when you talk about, like, different languages, it just comes out differently because there's words in different languages that can't even mean the same thing in our language, you know? So,
I guess, but then, like, if you believe in a sky guy, like, basically God is believing in a sky guy, like, why wouldn't you believe there's multiple sky guys? I don't know.
And then I told her, I said, what bothers me is that, like, if you believe in all religions and Buddha came down and Jesus came down, I said, I think my gripe with all of that, and even being a Christian, I don't understand why they stopped coming. Because even with indigenous people, like, they talk about, you know, the writings on the wall for them, you know, all, you know, everything that they, you know, their stories that they've brought down. They talk about, like, the sun gods, and the same with Egypt. And it's like, where did all these gods go? Where are they?
I mean,
how come they don't come back to visit, you know?
Especially from an ancient aliens perspective, because it's like, it stumbles on part of my, like, struggles with the ancient alien theories is it parallels some of my struggles with religion in that, like, it's like there's always these paintings and these stories about sky gods coming down and helping us out, but there's not a lot of tangible, like, fucking, like, concrete evidence, like, especially in modern times, like, you know, it just doesn't. And it's like a completely, like, if aliens ain't the same ancient aliens that were coming down back then are coming now, they completely ditched their methodology, because according to a lot of, like, ancient alien theories, is they came down and they were like, here you go, here's technology, here you go, here's,
like,
how
we want to help you. We want you to be advanced. We want you to be
they were open. According to ancient aliens, they were open. They're like, we are sky gods. Hey, everybody. Like, they weren't like men in black or anything. Now it's like, they're so fucking sneaky. Why is it different? Like, that's the part that makes me, it's hard to parse.
Maybe
that
they feel like they had a hand in our evolution, because yes, our evolution has been successful, but it's also been our demise, you know, with, like, the internet.
Sure. You think
it has its pros and cons. So maybe they realize that, fuck, we maybe should have just let them figure it out and not as help them so much. And maybe now, after all the catastrophic events that happened, you know, like the floods, Noah's Ark, maybe this go around is more like, we're going to let them
hands off.
Yeah.
they got to figure it out. It's like,
but it's almost like we keep going in this cycle, right? Cause it's like if you look biblically, why they ended times before, we're going in that same direction, you know.
In what ways?
In the sense of like gluttony, in the sense of, you know, just people just being shitty, you know, like killing.
Not nice.
And just, you know, the one man show where it used to be.
But wasn't it brutal back then?
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't it brutal through like.
We're going back to our demise. It's like the ongoing cycle. Is it? It's like when we were watching the movie last night, The Flash, like how it's like there's this like
repeating,
never ending, like we keep trying to change our future and our destiny, but we keep recreating it in a different way, slightly different.
For me, that's goes down to the core of human's nature, right? Because even during the supposed religious times, I mean, look at the fucking Crusades. Like, there was a whole lot of murder going on. Like, there's always been that. And life has always been brutal. It's always been savage. I just don't know if it's like we're making ourselves like immune to the savagery, but we're like, there's still human nature to be savage. And so, and I think also too,
where there is, but we just don't see it. But there's, I mean, like we hear about it in social media, but we aren't living like anywhere near these poor countries are living.
No, of course not.
You know, and it's tragic because we hear about how bad it is and this is bad, but it's like, oh my God, like if it was like in our face all the time, it'd be completely different. But
isn't it in our face in like a candy way? Like we're inundated with cheap trauma, right? We're inundated with our epidemic of mass shootings every day, news stories. We're inundated with stories of crime on the local news. We're inundated with social media, everybody at each other's throats. We're inundated with cheap tragedy and cheap trauma all the time. And it's just, it consumes us. And I think that part of us thinking that like we are still living in savage times is the fact that we're more in tune with what's happening around the world, right? Like, if we were to live in our same time, but pre-internet, we would think pretty much everything is okay, right? We wouldn't hear stories about floods over in, eventually we would, but you know what I'm saying? It's not as immediate and ongoing that we hear about tragedies all around the world, all around the country that would really not affect us as much. Like if we're considering our own bubble, like we're not living in savage times.
Yeah.
But we're inundated with the savagery. Like we're sold the savagery. We're sold the drama and the trauma. Like that's part of our package deal. And that's part of fucking capitalism is selling us on that. So we keep buying shit as an escape. That's my theory.
I mean, I can respect that.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know. Going back to like, it's just, I want to meet these gods, quote unquote gods.
I don't think.
Air quotes.
I think that like, if you look at, so let's extrapolate and take fucking Egypt, right? As an example, like there's a lot of ancient alien theories about Egypt. If they're at that advance, I think there's a high likelihood that whatever that civilization did in fact visit, that they're destroyed themselves by now. Because we're talking about 2,000, 2,500 years later. Mm-hmm. Like is there a big chance that they survived that long?
That's the whole thing with you know, making hybrid humans, maybe
whatever. That's how they lived on.
Maybe that's, yeah. Coming and taking our DNA, you know, or, again, that could be, like I was talking to my client about, that could be like another government cover-up, and the government is wearing fucking costumes and pretending to be aliens, and they're the ones trying to
manipulate
our DNA.
Wait, hold on. You're saying the government agents are wearing alien costumes and prancing around?
You haven't heard that?
No.
Like, you haven't heard like the gray like outfits?
Or space suits. Yeah. But is it government agents like imposing as a look over here method, as a smokescreen?
I was talking to my client about that, and she's like, I brought that up to her, and she said that's her belief more than it not being aliens, that it could be like the government trying to fuck with
us. Oh, the government's testing all kinds of fucking
shit. Yeah, and I told her, I was like, yeah, there's islands. There's known islands where they test on animals and test on humans. Like, you know, like doing all kinds of stuff. Like god-awful things that who knows what they're doing. Trying to make X-Men. I'm sure they have X-Men somewhere.
Hopefully Cyclops.
Seriously, no. You don't believe that? You don't think that there's X-Men out there? They can make like... What is it? Volt, like the
Voltron?
Compound V, or from the show, from the Boys.
Oh, from like, the Boys, Compound V. Yeah. No, not yet. Would they do it if they got it?
I think they
would fucking do that shit.
That they gotta be really careful with, because it's like it's like playing God. You know, it's like you give it to one person, and then you're like, I want superpowers, and the next person's like, I want superpowers, and you have all these scientists working on it, and they're of course. The crazy scientist is going to try it on themselves or somebody else, or it's just going to be a whole thing. And so I believe maybe the hybrid is maybe that's what they're doing. They're trying to,
I don't know if they're these, doing like, that
weapon humans.
Maybe. I think more like if we're talking about, if we're getting into government conspiracies, I think they are, if they're doing anything, they are geared towards fucking robotics because humans are notoriously hard to fucking control. Like as they get more powerful. So you could create all these powerful humans or whatever, but then they're going to be impossible once they get powerful enough to be, once they get the ability to say, fuck you, like it's going to be hard to control them. Right. But with robotics, you can manipulate them. They are at your mercy, essentially. Even with AI, there's still like, do no harm, fucking whatever capabilities.
Until
we lose control of that wheel. Mm-hmm. That's gonna happen. Very close to that.
So
yeah, I don't know how close. Like it's scary. So far, like the whole AI hysteria has waned a little bit for me because right now it seems like a cheap parlor trick. But I'm still have that looming fear that eventually they're gonna crack the code, because right now it's like, they can kind of do some smart AI things that like can guess like what you're going to fucking say and create fucking art and all that stuff. But it's not as sophisticated. Like it's not at the level where it's like a fear that they're going to, it's like take over time, but they'll get there. Mm-hmm. They'll fucking get there.
Well, and that's why I'm even open to like looking at your game right there. The Terminator, like being real, like, where they get so advanced that eventually they're able to go to the future and then come to the past and communicate, maybe try to change something.
Yeah, and there's like one of the defenses of AI is the people who are like gung-ho about it. They say that, you know, there's going to be like gatekeepers, like mechanisms within AI that like stops them from being sentient enough to realize that they don't need humans anymore. Like, because really, like, if you're a robot, and we were just talking about how savage humans are, do you need humans?
No.
We're messy. We're fucking chaotic.
And maybe in some way a slave to them.
Yeah. So
you know, maybe if they can enslave us, I'm sure.
And they're talking about like how they're building up like guardrails for that. But like at the same time, there's two AI bots essentially.
Oh yeah,
started talking to each other. They started talking shit on us. So like,
is that what they were doing?
They started like creating a secret language. Yeah. Which was basically, I think, a mechanism to talk shit about us. That's the only thing I can think of. Like, why would you want that? But you know, that those guardrails are not foolproof. It's created by humans, and once the AI gets smarter than us, they can maybe circumvent those guardrails in some way. It's fucking scary as shit. I don't know. Hey, I got a movie pitch for you as a sequel to Mars Attacks. Venus Attacks. Because apparently there's a famous NASA researcher
who found life on Venus.
That who speculates that if we're going to find, if the most likely candidate other than the moons that are circling Saturn right now, Titan and the other one, I think, is Venus, actually. They think that there's definitely signs of life on Venus, which is crazy to think about that it's because Venus has kind of always been known as a hostile environment. It's crazy to think that Venus could be a likely candidate.
I'm trying to think of like Greek mythology and Venus. This is what blows my mind about Greek mythology and ancient Egypt, ancient Rome. They all believed in astrology and they were so fascinated with all the different planets, and all the different planets had life on them, apparently from them. And these, you know, these gods or whoever came from these different planets. And in certain times they knew that this was going to be going on with this planet and that. And so it's like so real. It's so like they couldn't be wrong. Like how did they know to connect the dots?
I don't know if they knew that there was straight up life on Venus. Who knows? They might've had some speculation, but I think they just saw it as another, I think they saw that they were living on a fucking giant stone and they saw giant stones out there. So like that, there must be life out there. Cause that's another giant stone. But even
like with Egypt, like they connected planets, like they built their pyramids in alignment with these planets.
Sure.
And it was like, was it so the planets knew where to come or do so they knew where to go? Like, I don't know. Like, I just think we're missing some technology. We're missing some information of why they were so fascinated. Like, why would you have to build like all of your pyramids in line with that?
Yeah. I don't know. It's very fascinating. And they were brilliant like back then.
So they knew something.
They they had a lot of time on their hands too. Like to certain people, like you were either a slave or you had a ton of time on your hands.
Right.
But you know, I wonder if this is just me fucking like acting like a pothead, but I wonder if right now you know, a lot of these ancient cultures, they had music, art, all that stuff to entertain and distract, but they also were very curious and they were like had time to ponder and postulate and stuff like that. I wonder if we're too distracted as a fucking society to really achieve what the Greeks achieved, what the Romans achieved. And I know that we have all kinds of technology that's thrown at us, but that's from a few people. Like I don't know. Maybe it's just a fucking pothead moment, but.
Well, no, I mean, I can second that with a hippie moment of,
yeah,
of, you know, humans were meant to be in nature. And I feel like
do mushrooms and go in nature.
We are so disconnected from nature
100%.
That we don't even know what to do when we're in it. It's like we don't want to be in it. And now people have allergies from it, like can't be around certain trees. And it always blows my mind when you hear about people having allergies to like pollen.
Yeah.
And grass.
Not Poland.
Pollen. And trees. And you're just like, and flowers. Like this is where we were made. Like, this is like where we've come from, you know? Like, it's just mind-blowing. And they say that you should be connected. Like, you should go outside in the grass and be barefoot. And I know for myself, when we go hiking in Yosemite and just kind of immerse yourself into the wilderness and wildlife and forests and all that kind of stuff, like I feel definitely more connected and I love it. I love the feeling of being in nature.
Yeah. We're definitely disconnected from nature. Actually, I think animals are going more into the escaping nature too. You hear bears going into fucking towns and shit now. Yeah. I wish you know, but at the same time, would we be okay? Like being hermits in the forest, would you be okay living in the forest?
No, we have been conditioned. Like, this is all we know. We wouldn't even know how to survive.
No, we would. You know? Yeah.
So it's just, we've made over time this cushy lifestyle for us. And that's how we live now.
How many days after the fucking zombie virus do you think you can get the stomach to hunt?
I think pretty quickly.
Yeah. a weekend you're killing foxes, skinning foxes.
I think where it wouldn't hurt as much anymore would probably be, it would take a long time, like a year after that, just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, it's just, you get used to it. The reason why we're so skittish about it. If you're out there slaying
zombies, then you're kind of like, well, I guess I can do anything.
You're already seeing guts. Yeah, we were conditioned. I think we'd reconditioned for sure. Because, like, you know, I know you've told stories about your grandma, like, seeing, like, having to go help kill the chickens.
Oh, yeah. They were lucky if they had meat once a week. And she said, yeah, we go out in the back and we'd kill it. And
yeah.
And it was like no big deal. Like the way that she talked about it, it was just like, yeah, that's what we did.
You kill a chicken.
You know?
How else do you get chicken? And, now you get to the grocery store.
And to only, she goes, we lived off the land. They had little garden in the backyard, the tomatoes. They had like all, everything. And, you know, I'm like, look at how she went from that. Being really poor to buy her ragu, you know, to like having all the things, you know, so she was pretty living her cushy life.
Yeah. She turned into creature of comfort towards the end too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. No, it's,
how could you not?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I've always had dreams of living on a fucking farm, but do you think I could be a farmer? Mm-mm. You don't think I could be a farmer?
I can't see you killing animals. And
I couldn't kill animals. I could grow cabbage, though.
So. I mean, there's so much more to farming. There's so much more to.
Then like, what?
You got to be on like tractors, yeah. Lots of manual labor. Yeah. I just can't see.
Manual.
I can't see you.
Why?
You don't even like mowing the lawn.
Yeah, because it's boring. I don't get any vegetables out of that.
I cannot see you on a tractor. That's like a weekly thing you have to do.
On a tractor every once a week. Oh, that's not bad.
I don't know. I'm probably going to say more than that.
I'll wake up at the crack of dawn and tractor
and then
it out.
Feeding all the animals.
I'm not. We're not. We won't do animals. We'll do like beets and soybeans or something. Okay. How's that sound? You ready?
Sure.
Let's move to the farm. You'll be a farmer's wife.
You like
how awesome
you
is that?
Could never.
You don't think
you
I could?
Never. You would look
it
like
it sounds like
you
a challenge.
Like a
sounds
one.
Like we're selling our house.
I mean, you wear the lumberjack outfits and uh-huh. You got the beard.
Yep.
You have the look down.
I got the look down. That's
but
half
you,
the battle, I think.
You are you're a tech guy. But
I'll just buy a techie trailer. Like a techie tractor that has like a cool like sound system to it.
Like farmers usually
build
their own like sheds and stuff like that.
I could do that. Like, okay. They don't build their own sheds these days.
Okay, well, what do you do to keep it up? You're just gonna
maintain it. Yeah, I'll hire a shed guy.
At that point, just hire farmers to work for you. And
that's a good idea. I'll just be the tractor boy.
Then how are you really a farmer?
Well, I drive the tractor. I do the most important job. You're welcome, society. All right. Well, I guess we're not selling our house and becoming farmers because you don't have faith. You don't just believe. You know what else we're not doing?
What aren't we doing?
There's no chance in fucking hell I'm going on a hot air balloon with you.
Why?
Well, listen to this story that just happened. So in Vermont, a hot air balloon landed on a highway median after being stalled in flight. So it got stalled out in flight and it had to land in the middle of a fucking highway.
I'm sure they got out of the way.
Oh, okay.
It's so huge. You know, people be like, oh shit.
Yeah. You think? Yeah. But just imagine just being stuck in the sky and your hot air balloon stalls out.
I would love it.
Really?
Yeah.
You would love it for how long? How many hours in? Would you be like, okay, this is not romantic anymore?
Maybe five.
5 hours? How long do you think you could last in an elevator before freaking out if it stalled out?
Longer than you, for sure.
I would be out in like 5 minutes. I'd start fucking clawing.
My God, speaking of like our elevator at work is always busted. Like one of my clients tried to take it today and it wasn't working. And a few weeks ago, I'm like,
That would terrify me because I don't think those smaller elevator, because you work in a small building.
And it's a small elevator.
Yeah. I feel like if you're at like a Holiday Inn, like there's people checking on the elevators. Like so you're probably going to get rescued fairly fucking quickly. You're in like a small, like two story, like elevator in the middle of like a small business center. Like you might be there for a while.
Yeah.
Till someone actually notices. It's terrifying. It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
I feel like I would start trying to claw at the door like 5 minutes in. So you, even after this, you're still okay with hot air balloons?
Yeah.
The fact that it could just fucking just float away.
The fact that it didn't pop. If it popped, that would have scared me. But you didn't say it popped, so
it did not pop. Let's see what exactly. Let's get the deets on it. A hot air balloon made an emergency landing on a highway median in Vermont after being stalled in flight. Five people were aboard for a beautiful sunset Wednesday night. When the pilot landed the craft safely, yeah, sure, on the Interstate 91 median in Hartford, the drivers reported seeing the balloon hovering 30 feet, about 9 meters, in the air over the road before it landed, according to Hartford Fire Department. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds not too bad, but you're not going to get me on the fucking hot air balloon. I'm sorry. You know, hey, we were mentioning robots.
Yeah.
Do you think robots have the capability to make good art?
Yes. And write good screenplays.
So do you think we're
kind of a new thing too?
Doing. Yeah. It's part of that whole fucking strike thing.
Does it take away the creativity because a human didn't do it? Yeah. But it would be interesting to see what they came up with.
Because that's one of the last bastions of people claiming that robots can't, right? Robots can flip burgers. Robots can fucking be servers in restaurants. But robots can't make art because they can't. They don't have the human experience.
It scares me because they could take over my job.
Oh, yeah.
If they're programmed.
I wouldn't get a fucking haircut from a robot, though. Fuck that. Scissors? No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right next to your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's robotics and surgery, and they're cutting probably a little deeper. But no, thank you. No, thank you. Yeah. The reason why I brought this up is because there was apparently a robot that was an orchestra conductor in Seoul. Like there was a robot that was the conductor of a whole symphony for a whole performance that was in Seoul, South Korea.
Hmm.
So, I mean, they could conduct. So they're getting there. They're getting towards the art. And you see all those. Have you heard any of those AI songs? Like that where it's like, what if like fucking Freddie Mercury sang fucking Adele song or some bullshit like that? You haven't heard any of those? They did one that was like, one that I heard recently. The most recent one I've heard is Johnny Cash did a cover of Barbie, the Aqua song.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah.
That's an AI.
So that's not even him?
No, Johnny Cash never covered Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Because he used to cover like a lot of...
Yeah, but he would cover like, you know, Nine Inch Nails songs and like, you
know. That's why I thought it was kind of funny.
Depeche Mode. He wouldn't cover like Barbie Girl. I think that was even beyond him.
It would have been kind of hilarious.
I could see him being for it.
Oh my God, I loved that cover.
That was an AI. Yeah. There's so many...
Somebody programmed the AI to do that.
I mean, not even programmed. I mean, you basically type in like into AI, like, hey, AI, give me, you know, Eminem doing a Madonna song. And sometimes it's garbage, but sometimes you're like, okay, this sounds pretty good. Like there's new songs that have come out from AI. Like there was a new Weeknd song where it came out and everybody's like, this sounds good, but they pulled it down because the Weeknd's like, I didn't obviously write that. That's an AI song. Yeah, AI is making art.
Woo.
Yeah, and it's creepy. Like, it's creepy that AI, like robotics and AI and stuff, like not robotics, well, this orchestra conductor, but AI can create art now and it'll replace, you know, everybody. And it's all throughout entertainment. I don't know if you know, if one of the strike things that people are talking about, the actors, is that Disney wanted to take an extra, right? Used to be an extra for a hot second. So Disney wants the right. If you're in whatever fucking Marvel movie, they want to be able to have the ability to be able to scan your face, and you're giving away all your rights to your image, and they could use you as an extra for all the Marvel films going forward. So they don't have to hire you again as an extra. Like, they're just going to use your, just plug in your face.
So if you say no, what do? They just hire somebody else for the part?
I would imagine that they want to, I'm sure that they want to make it so when you're an extra, you show up on set, you like sign a fucking waiver that says like, I give away my rights to my image. Because there's a lot of people who are like really striving and really working to be extras and actors. So they're going to sign that away. And then Disney wants to just be able to plug it in internal, like to whatever, like throw you in a fucking Snow White movie and throw you in a fucking Iron Man movie and then throw you in a fucking, like, without you having any say, they don't need another legal document from you signing off on it. They could just use you for forever, you know? And theoretically, they could use you for something you don't fucking approve of. Like, they could put you in fucking some brand. Like, if Disney starts making fucking porn, they could just throw you in there. Like,
wow.
That's one of the things they want to do. That's why I think this, like, strike with the actors and the writers is so important with the AI element and the fucking, and that those type of things. Like, it's so incredibly important, you know? To try at least slow down this fucking AI machine, because it's just gonna, they're gonna farm it out to AI, and there's gonna not gonna be any writers or anything like that, and we're just gonna be fed fucking AI entertainment.
God.
We're just gonna be fed it. It's gonna get bad. It's gonna get real bad, like in terms of art, and even like, we started talking about conspiracy theories, like we were talking about conspiracy, even fucking conspiracy theories, like even like political propaganda, like they're going to be able, anybody of any political persuasion is going to be able to take, let's go both ends of the spectrum, Obama or Trump, and be able to AI, and you could tell it's AI, but they're getting better. Like, someone could have one of those politicians saying something atrocious, and it'll spread around the internet for whoever whoever considers them an enemy, and it's just people take it as gospel. Whatever side they're on, they take it as gospel. To find the truth in the future, it's going to be
fake news and stuff like that goes on today, and people so like just open hearted believe it, and they don't even fact check.
Depending on whatever the source is, they're just going to say these are my people, this is my tribe, and they're putting this out there, therefore it must be true.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a nightmare to suss out what's reality and what's not in the future.
Well, yeah, and you know, people always are like talking about how much they love like police, or I'm sorry, how much they hate police and the police, the corruption, and all that kind of stuff. And I agree with a lot of that. I think the system is definitely corrupt. But when you think about when we got RoboCops going on, and
I'm for that. That seems fun.
I mean, like full robot, not.
Oh, part, then I'm not for
part
that,
human.
Then. I want
like
what's his
like,
face.
That's when shit is, you know, because the robots, you know, they're not gonna like, oh, I'm gonna let them slide this time. Like, you, all you are is a number. And
but don't you think
did
that
a crime and that's it? Like, you know, like I've definitely gotten out of tickets so many times where a police officer is literally right next to me and I'm fucking texting. And then I just like kind of get that feeling somebody's watching me, and I look over and then I put my phone down and I'm like, and I smile at him, and he's like pretending to air text to let me know, like, I fucking saw you, bitch. Like if that was a robot, don't care.
Ticket.
Here's your fucking ticket.
Well, the crazy
like,
thing,
you can't even have a conversation.
You
like,
know what?
It would just be like, here's your ticket.
No, it's not even going to be that. What they're going to do probably in the future with that kind of stuff, like
they
the petty
scan
stuff,
us and just
they're going to take your driver's license number. They're going to scan it. They're never going to pull you over. You're just going to get a fucking ticket in the mail that says like you're going to get like a,
or we won't even have mail then.
It'll be like a printout. Like you'll have like a,
I don't even think it'll be a printout. It'll probably just automatically
emails
go into our our credit system, because we're all going to be just credits, not even money anymore. We're just going to have so many credits, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, no, it'll just be deducted. Like, mm-hmm. it'll be like...
And if you don't have it, you got to pay that for that credit back, you know?
Yeah, that's going to get crazy. Like, and that's going to be pretty quick for like petty ticket stuff. I don't know about like if they're going to have a robot showing up to like a domestic violence situation quite yet. Yeah. The good thing is that the robot can like, in terms of like the big deal that's with fucking police brutality and that shit, I would imagine the robot can just like doesn't give a shit if you fire at him, so it could just grab you and not have to like mm-hmm. shoot first, essentially. That's so it might end some of that end of it, but yeah, it's gonna be. I want RoboCop. I want RoboCop. RoboCops. I don't want actual robot cops.
You want like cops that almost died and then mm-hmm. just to have like a chip, like robot half that, brain or whatever.
Yeah, I tried to watch the new RoboCop and I couldn't.
Was it bad?
No, because I got freaked out. And I'm like horror movie like queen right now. But
the metal and the skin.
There's a scene, like, I don't know if I'm giving spoilers, but there's a scene where he dies. This mm-hmm. cop dies. It's the new one. It's not the like the older ones. But he dies, and I just remember, I remember some of the scene, but he's basically like alive, but he's pulled apart. And he's like reinserted with like robotics and stuff. And I couldn't Ooh. Handle it. Like I could watch fucking.
Why did they pull him apart?
Any Eli Roth fucking movie. Like, but that scene, I had to turn off the movie. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't take it. I was like, this is fucking.
So you never finished watching.
Never finished watching. I couldn't take it.
You should just fast forwarded.
I couldn't get it out of my head. I just wanted to turn it off. That. And I don't know if we haven't talked about it. I've finally seen Jaws. Out of all
of
the horror fucking movies I've seen.
Was that because I kept giving you shit for it? Because all of a sudden it was like, you should fucking watch it. I can't believe you haven't watched it. And then you watched it.
I have like this weird thing when it comes, when it starts Halloween, like mid-August, I have to start because it's just too many movies to watch. I go through like random lists of like top horror movies. Like this time I'm doing like the 200 Rotten Tomato list, some list from... But if I've never seen it, or if I haven't seen it in 5 years, I'll watch that horror movie that season. And Jaws is one of those movies that's always on the list, and I've never watched it because I have a big fear of like dark water and mm-hmm. sharks and shit like that. Like, and I was freaked out. And
but
I watched
it. Wasn't that bad, huh?
It wasn't that bad. It was probably the most unsettling horror film experience for me in a very long time. It's something about the sharks and the dark water and stuff like that fucking freaks me out. Yeah. I've watched
but you did it.
A million scenes with fucking gore and stuff like that.
It's
something about that shark and that dark water that I fucking it's a primal fear
to
for me.
That is like your primal fear, where for me it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like I
didn't
genuinely
bother me. That movie didn't fucking
had
bother me.
So
all
much
the
anxiety during that movie that I had to like get up and leave, or you had to turn it off because I felt like my heart was going to explode. And so that's like for you to even go face your fear and still watch.
Are you proud of me?
Yeah, because like for me with Texas Chain, like I can't the abductions, the harassment. To women, and then just the idea of, you know, taking their skin off, like, and then wearing it, like, that is just like the biggest fear of a nightmare. Like, I would want to find a way to kill myself to get out of that situation. And so
are you talking about if it was IRL? If we're talking about Ed Gein,
literally. Watching those movies, like, and I think it's part of me because I'm an empath. I feel things on a deeper level. So it's like in every situation, I'm inside that situation. It's me going through that with that person that's going through it. And so it's like watching those movies and it's so stupid. I wish I could meet somebody else like me because like
I thought you already did.
I literally put myself.
I thought
he's
sitting across from you.
Not when it comes to horror movies.
Yeah, you can't hang.
I literally, like, I, but I, when I'm sleeping, I think about horrible situations that I could be in. And I literally get emotional.
So do I, but.
And I don't, and I hate that. I hate it so much. So it's like a lot of these horror films, that's what it is for me. That's, it's just a deeper connection of feeling like the sadness of what that person's going through, even though I know it's fake. And I mean, yeah. But the idea that a lot of them are based off of real events that have happened, that's where I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, especially, yeah. I mean, it's pretty close to Ed Gein, you know. Yeah, that movie didn't even fucking bother me. Like, it's, you know, it didn't, but Jaws, I'm like, this is unsettling.
Like, if you were like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre is like one of my favorite horror films, like, I would never want you
to. It's not one of my favorites.
But I'm just saying, if it was,
yeah.
I would never want you to wear a t-shirt of them. That thing that we saw at Spirit Halloween.
Oh, yeah, they have it this year.
I would never want that in my front yard. And I love all the Halloween decorations. Uh-huh. I love all the scary stuff.
No go.
I would never want that.
I think it would be.
Because every time I think about it, I would just think about those scenes in the movie. And I just can't. I can't.
What would be the ramifications if I were to secretly buy that and put it like in our bedroom outside of the backyard, like facing our bedroom? That's
like not fucking cool.
What would be the ramifications? You put a giant Jaws.
I will get you back so hard. I'll get you back so hard. I would drug your ass.
What?
And then make you go on a boat with dark water and throw metal in the water in front of you.
Wow. You're mean. Mine is a silly little prank.
No.
You just said you'd drug me and then throw me in the ocean. I'm pretty sure you said.
No, I would let you wake up on the dark water boat.
Okay.
And
that's fine.
No, like, because I'm already like the idea of someone, you know, our neighbors have had people in their backyard, yeah. Weird situations where they've been staring in their window. So, no.
No.
Do not do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Okay.
You're lucky that I don't have a gun, too, because I would be shooting at that thing.
Oh, okay.
That thing. If okay. I saw that in would the
you,
background.
Yeah, you got to clarify that.
I would shoot at that thing.
Wait, sure. Am I that thing or the display?
Oh, my God. Why do you make this about you?
What? You just said you're
Why
lucky
would
I don't
shoot at you?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Why would you shoot at me?
Exactly. Like.
Why would you do that?
Why would I shoot at you?
That's exactly my question. Thank
there's
you.
There's no, there's.
I've given you no reason, so please don't shoot me.
So, but yeah, just expect the comeback to be.
It would be rough. Yeah, I'm not going to get that. I don't even like that thing. It just looks.
It looks cheap. Even like.
It looks like, yeah.
But I think it's just for me, the idea of knowing like.
I think some of the part that might make that creepy at night is just how fucking cheap that thing is. And one of the reasons why I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre is still like a resonating horror film for people, because that shit is grainy. It looks like a fucking found footage film.
I think that's why. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the scariest movie you've ever watched? Is that it? That's it, right?
You know what's funny? I watched it when I was a teenager, but I watched it with like a bunch of friends, and I was always like the friend that like would make my friends laugh and talk shit and make everything a big joke. I was very like life was very light as a teenager. You don't think like oh, this could really happen. And so I remember watching bits and pieces of it back then, maybe not paying attention as much and not taking it as seriously, as opposed to like when we watched it recently, and I just was like, I can't. That would probably be.
It's also the
scariest movie that I've ever seen.
Really? It's also too. I think that as people become parents, you become naturally a little more paranoid.
Yeah.
You become naturally a little more like protective, and horror films kind of.
And there's a bunch
out.
Of different styles of horror films. I feel like the ones that I've watched with you that when I've been open to watching them recently are the more stylized ones. Like it was like the Swedish one. What was it?
Midsommar.
Yeah. That that one. And, you know, which is like creepy cult shit that I don't like. But I was able to watch the whole thing. I might have turned away for a second, but I was able to watch the whole thing. Which other one? Oh, the one with the tea.
Oh, Get Out.
Yeah, like those.
That's like a critical.
But they're I love like the concepts of these. Oh my God, she's like going crazy right now. Like I love the like concepts. Like it's literally just she's just a weirdo. But I love the concepts of these of the movies that are stylized like that. Like I think it like in that sense it makes it like really really cool. Like, you know, the whole idea behind the movie, the way that they brought it all together, like the teacup and the mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. I like those movies. So that's where I can watch them. But yeah, when it's just like super gritty and hillbilly, like I can't.
Like, well, there's like, just, like there's yeah there's
those,
there's
those mountain men are real. I've met some of them, and it's not where.
Do we went like we got me and my dad and a friend of the family who you know got lost in fucking Arkansas. And when you're in like. When you, at least when you're a Cali kid and you have that in the back of your head, like the backwoods and stuff like that, and it's pitch black, it is fucking unsettling. Like it is unsettling feeling lost, and all you see are fucking dark hills Ooh. And shacky houses that are like mm-hmm. miles apart. And you know, in the back of your head that if there were like the Hills Have Eyes type of, or House of a Thousand Corpses type of things, you know, they're miles up. The houses are far apart, so shit can happen, and maybe nobody knows.
Did we ever talk about on the podcast about when we went to Portland?
Yes.
Did we talk about that? Yeah.
Yeah, but you can. Yeah.
That's when you see the hills have eyes, and just
that was in the
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We were wanting to do a camping trip, or we had tickets to go to a Galaxy game and support the team. So we thought, well, we've never been to Portland or Oregon in general. So we were like, okay, well, we might as well like go and check this place out. And so we were like, oh my God, let's go camping while we're up there. So we did, you know, we went to our concert and then we stayed in a hotel one night. And then we were about an hour away from Portland. I forget the other part of Oregon that we had gone to try to go to this place. And we found it like you had found it online. You're like, this looks so cool. Like our daughter was really little and it was like, you get to like pet the goats and it's like a total farm. And then you get to like camp there. And I remember the one thing that stood out to me that kind of weirded me out was when you said we have to eat together with the family that lives on the property. And yeah. I thought like, what if I don't want family. To? Like,
I didn't say like, we had to, it was no, like sold was, as you get to eat.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And I just remember thinking to myself, I want to camp and I kind of want us to explore and do our own thing. And if we're vibing with them, that's cool. But if not, and so that was already like a little unsettling to me. But the vision in my mind was something very different than what it ended up being. So we drive up to this place and the reception, there's like no reception, which for me was already like red flag. and we kind of get lost because you're on these dirt roads. Like, and I'm like, where the fuck are we going? Like, and I'm like telling you like, where the fuck did you find this place? Like off the internet. And then like we're driving, we don't know what to do. It's really fucking hot. At one point you stopped and there was like, it looked like a car, like where they work on cars, but like very hokey, like honky tonk.
Like a backwoods
mechanic shop. And I remember you left us in the car and I remember thinking like, these cars next to us look like they've been here for years. Like they look like they hadn't been moved. And I remember that freaked me out.
Yeah.
And I just, what?
One small note too that you didn't mention that's very horror film-esque is that we lost receptions on our cell phone.
I didn't say that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I did say that. Like that was a big red flag because we like lost complete connection of like we couldn't, we were trying to call them.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get a hold of them. So then you stopped at this place. And was it a woman or a man that you finally got a hold of? And
it was a woman.
And I remember you said she was very like, kind of like short with you, like kind of like, oh, just down there.
Yeah.
Like kind of a thing. Yeah. Kind of weird. Which that again was like, ooh. So we go down this tiny, and I'm like, can our car even fit down
one way? Like you couldn't really turn around. It felt
and
like
so
we
go
one
in,
way to hell.
And it literally was a scene from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There was like a little shack, like where the guy would go and carve his victim's skin off. And it looked like that. And there was all these like little like doors and windows, and you felt like people were watching you from the little creeks. And the most frightening part about it is that you went down, there was like a little pathway. So you got out of the car, you took the keys with you. So me and our 4-year-old at the time are sitting in the car, and I'm petrified. I have the doors locked, but it's hot. It is like, and I'm just like, he took the keys. I can't call him. If something happens to him, like we're stuck here. You know, if somebody tries to come at us, we can't even escape. We are stuck here. And maybe you did that on purpose because you thought I was going to leave you. So then you come, like you eventually come back up. And I'm already at this point. I had to open the door and let us get out of the car because I was like, I don't even know what to do at this point. And because we were so hot. And then you come back up and you said there was nobody down there, right?
Yeah, there was, yeah.
Like it was like ghost town. You're like, this is the place.
It was quiet. It was real quiet.
And then you said the sign on the little like sliding like gate said.
On the door, because I was going to knock.
It said no clothes.
It said.
Beyond this point or
something. Yeah, like leave your clothes behind beyond this point or something like that. Like something weird, like straight up like nudist colony kind of thing.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was about to knock. And at that point, I'm like, okay. Well, I guess we're just leaving now.
Yeah.
I guess we're just...
Because and we paid. It was like cheap.
Like it was like campsite price. Whatever campsite.
And
it was like 50
we
bucks.
We never looked back. And I just remember thinking...
Never asked for a refund. Never.
Yeah. I remember thinking to myself, like, that we were going to die. I 100%
do you think,
thought
do you,
we were
so,
going to die.
Like, admittedly, it was creepy, and I don't think we would have been able to sleep at all that night. Like,
no.
There was no way. But do you, in your heart, believe that, like, was, like, a killing ground? Like, do you think it was just weirdos who didn't recognize the fact that they
I would hope it was just weirdos.
But
I don't know.
What's your instinct? Do you think it was...
I had an unsettling feeling.
Yeah. Because it was creepy.
And I feel like I'm pretty good. And I feel like you have to listen to your gut instinct. And there was nothing that you could have said to make me.
Well, I don't think that the perfect horror opening would be me being like, oh, everything's going to be okay, honey. You're like freaking out. And then all of a sudden we all get hatcheted. Yeah. So yeah, I don't think any of us would have been able to sleep.
And it's like, I think
so there's no use at that point.
It's different. Like before kids, like, you know, I was more down for whatever, like, this is like a crazy experience, but let's go.
Yeah, it would have been crazy.
You know, but
the like, eggs would have been really fresh, though.
The fact that we have a kid like that is where I go. It's like fight or flight. And I was like, we getting the fuck out of here.
Like, yeah, there's no fucking. Yeah, we would have been up like all fucking night. You know, it would just didn't work out. We escaped murder because, you know, that. I found out after the fact, I think, to my credit, that Oregon apparently per capita has the most amount of serial killers.
There you go. See, this is.
There's a lot of weird shit that happens in Oregon.
Honestly,
UFOs, Bigfoot,
I couldn't believe
killers.
How honky tonk. I never imagined Oregon to be like
the woods. I mean, other than Portland, there's a lot of fucking small towns that are in the middle of the fucking woods.
Oof.
Oregon
and
is
I just
so
thought,
forested.
Like, too, if we got a fucking flat tire because we had no
and
reception.
Beaches. Oregon
and
actually has nice beaches.
Oh my God, like this could be the biggest disaster. Like, biggest disaser. So we
ended up in like a fucking Holiday Inn or something.
I didn't care. I was like...
Neither did our daughter. She
was
bouncing
like,
around and
it
going...
It was like staying at the five seasons, or I've never stayed at the five seasons, but I'm guessing.
There's slightly less. There's probably still murders, but there's slightly less murders at the Doubletree. That's a good advertisement for the Doubletree Hotel. Slightly less murders. I wonder how many murders happen in a hotel, any given hotel.
I don't want to know.
Hey, can I ask you a question? What? I was really thinking about that. You're going to roll your eyes as soon as I ask it, but I have a question for you. What is the percentage? If you were locked inside like a room, let's go, not to make this gendered, but let's go gender, right? If you were locked in, nothing, right? You had no weapons. You had nothing on you. No, neither one of you could. What percentage of the female population in the United States do you think you can win out in a fight?
Oh my God.
Do you think you're like the top percentile, or do you think you'd get beaten up by most people, most women?
I think I would probably get beaten up because I've
really
I feel like.
Do you think you're
talking
beat
about
up?
Like millions of people?
Yeah, like 350 yeah. million people. Yeah. Well, that's the split. Let's just take the. Let's go with the assumption that half.
I'm a bad bitch, and I could defend myself, but I'm also not a killer. So there could be a lot, way more.
No, just beat up people unconscious. There. Like, who would, if you had to defend for your life to make someone? Do you think you could beat up?
Why would I 50% of? I can't.
Have to. You have to.
Why?
You just have to. I want to see.
I think I would do pretty good, but think, I don't think I would win.
You not top, right?
No.
50% of that. You think you could beat up 50% of the female population in the United States of America?
Yeah.
You think you win out half the time? Are you going to go higher? Do you think you could beat up like 70% of the?
I don't know. Honestly, it's not something that's ever crossed.
You've
my
never
mind.
Thought. Okay. Off
I will
the top
defend
of your
my family as much as I can, but I don't know.
Off the top of your head,
what's
the percentage you think that I could beat up of the U.S. Like male 10. Population? You think I can only beat up, went out in 10% of the fights?
Maybe 20.
Fuck.
What do you think?
Probably about 10. If there were no, I think I'd be crafty, but if there were like, hey, all you have is like a t-shirt and shorts, you can't use a knife, you can't use a fucking, like whatever, like... I think I'm crafty, so I feel like I would be good in survival. If it was like each one of you get a knife, I'd be like pretty crafty with it. But what, you don't think I can
You're
win in a knife fight?
Let's see,
you
cut yourself.
Don't think I can win in a knife
you'd
fight?
You stab yourself.
This is disheartening.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
What's the percentage knife on knife you think
no
I can
knives
win?
Knives for you.
Knife on knife. What percentage of the population do you think I could fucking take out?
Oh no.
The U.S. population.
10.
10%.
I just can't imagine you fighting with a knife.
So you're saying 9 times out of 10, I'm going to lose in a knife fight. Fuck. Well,
I'm not good. I wouldn't be good with knives either.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, this has been an episode of Extra Normal Podcast. A disheartening one where my wife doesn't believe in my physical prowess.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? I got the brains, baby.
Don't ask the questions.
And unless, you know, I got the answer, unfortunately. You can follow us at all the social medias on Extra Normal Podcast. You can email us at extranormalpodcast@gmail.com for any questions, comments. How many people, what percentage of people you can think you can beat out in a knife fight?
Oh my God.
Do you think how many minutes do you think I can go with Mike Tyson at his age? Like he's like 60 before he knocked me out. Do you think?
You only have 2 ears, so.
Do you think one punch and I'm still out from like, I can still get knocked out by a 60-year-old Mike Tyson or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah,
probably.
For sure.
Fuck.
He's got years.
Yeah, he's fucking buff as shit. Oh, I'm going to lose. This is disheartening. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.